the last 12 to 18 months, it seems like everything has become politicized. Things that should never be political have become political. Religion, churches, the NFL, the NBA, the damn Olympics, corporations. Everywhere you turn, it's all about politics. Politics are a disease. I don't care which side of the aisle that you're on. If you are involved in politics or you allow politics to infect your organization, eventually everything's going to become corrupted. Something as simple as the COVID vaccine, which was sold to us as the way out of the pandemic, the COVID vaccine has become all about politics. The problem when you politicize everything, people are forced to take a side. It forces you to choose sides. So if you're a business, you split your customer base. Or if you're a sports league, you alienate half your audience. When it comes to healthcare, politicizing healthcare can have devastating effects. Case in point, the COVID vaccine. Last year, the left in this country was skeptical of the vaccine. This year, the right is skeptical of it. Everyone has the personal choice to choose whether or not they want to take the shot. It is a private matter, none of anyone else's business. No one should feel like they are being forced to take it. We live in a capitalist society. Capitalism has many benefits, but one of the potential drawbacks is companies pretty much have free rein to essentially do whatever the hell they want to do. Now, that's supposed to be within reason, but within reason is subject to interpretation. News was released yesterday that I found kind of disturbing. Rarely do I agree with anything Anthony Fauci says. I don't call him Dr. Anthony Fauci. But what he said yesterday, I happen to agree with. He said the NFL is sending a strong message with their updated COVID protocols. One of the rare times that Anthony Fauci was actually telling the truth. Look, I'm not anti-vaccine. Now, me personally, I don't want it. I don't want to take the vaccine. But I'm not as susceptible to the virus. Number one, I've already had it, so I have the antibodies. I don't have any debilitating medical conditions. I'm healthy. If I catch the COVID again, more than likely, I'm going to be okay, just like I was last time. Now, if someone does have other medical conditions, they should probably get vaccinated. If you have children, maybe you should get vaccinated. If you're older, you should definitely get vaccinated. It should be your choice, though. Like I said, people shouldn't feel forced to get the vaccine. The NFL's new COVID policy, it is as close as you can get to mandating the vaccine as you can get. I have never seen anything like this before. I mean, this is scary. Let me tell you why I say that. The government here in America, they can't force you to take the shot. There are a lot of politicians that wish they could mandate the vaccine. They can't do it. We're protected by a little document called the Constitution. But just like with anything else, there are ways around that. There's more than one way to skin a cat. The government can't force you, but private companies can. The NFL is a prime example. What's scary about this is, will other companies follow suit? Will other companies follow the NFL's lead on this? Let's break down what I'm talking about so you guys can get a clear understanding of how serious this is. The short version is, if you're an NFL player, you either get vaccinated or you're out of the league. Roger Goodell said the NFL is not going to reschedule games this season due to COVID outbreaks. He didn't say those exact words, that's what he meant. Now, I'll give the NFL credit. They bent over backwards last year, working around the COVID. This year, they're just not going to do it. They're playing the full 17-game schedule in 18 weeks, and if your team has a COVID outbreak, tough. If a team has a COVID outbreak caused by an unvaccinated player, and they're not able to compete in their scheduled game, the game will be forfeited. It will count as a loss. It will affect playoff seeding. The team will face financial penalties, severe financial penalties. Also, players on both teams will surrender their paychecks for that game. So, for example, if the Saints are playing the Falcons have a COVID outbreak, causing the game to be forfeited. Players in Atlanta, not going to be paid. Players in New Orleans, not going to be paid either. There was already immense pressure from the NFL front office for players to get vaccinated. But that was from the front office. That was from the league. With this new policy, the pressure is now going to come from the teams and other players in the locker room. Let me give you a couple of examples. The NFL hasn't released vaccination rates for individual teams. Supposedly, somewhere in the neighborhood of 80% of the league is vaccinated. Two of the teams with the lowest vaccination rates are the Colts and the Redskins. Oh, sorry. That wasn't politically correct of me. We had the Indians change their names to the Guardians today. The Redskins changed their name, a year ago? I still call them that. I should have said the Colts and that team in DC with no name. With the new COVID policy, the NFL is essentially passing the responsibility down to the franchises for players to get vaccinated. If you're the general manager of the Colts, say you have a handful of non-impact players that refuse to get vaccinated. And when I say non-impact players, I'm talking about maybe backups, second stringers, guys like that. Guess what happens? They're gone. They're cut. Goodbye. The likelihood of them getting picked up by another NFL team while remaining unvaccinated, slim to none. This puts players in a horrible position. I'm surprised the NFL Players Union hasn't spoken up about this, which should tell you all you need to know. They're backing this new policy. DeAndre Hopkins tweeted something out earlier, questioning his future in the NFL. He said something to the effect of, being put in a position to get a shot he doesn't want will hurt his team's chances to win. So he's questioning whether or not he even wants to continue to play football anymore. Matter of fact, let's use the Cardinals for my second example. Imagine that DeAndre Hopkins is the only player on the roster that is not vaccinated. He remains unvaccinated. He will essentially be ostracized from the team due to the NFL's COVID protocols alone. But he's also likely to feel pressure from other players in the locker room to get vaccinated, along with the pressure he's going to get from the head coach and the general manager. All of that pressure is added on to the pressure NFL players already deal with, the pressure to perform, the pressure to win. What this new COVID policy from the NFL does, it creates a divide between the vaccinated and the unvaccinated. If you choose not to get the vaccine, you're going to be treated as a leper by the NFL and possibly your own team. But think about this other possibility for a second. I'm not sure who is responsible for testing players, whether it's the team's responsibility or the NFL has a third party or the NFL front office is responsible for doing it. I don't know. If I'm not mistaken, individual teams' medical staff did the testing last year. I could be wrong, but I believe that was the case. For this particular scenario, that is what we're going to go with. Individual teams test their own players. Imagine for a second that it's late December. The Chargers fighting for their playoff lives. 2 games left in the season. Chargers are 1 game out of the final wild card spot. A vaccinated Justin Herbert tests positive for the COVID 3 days before the game. What incentivizes the Chargers to report this positive test? Let's say Justin Herbert was unvaccinated. What incentivizes them then to report it? They're going to be financially penalized. Let's say Justin Herbert has no symptoms. He's 100% healthy, besides the fact that he has the COVID, but he's not sick. If you're the Chargers, what do? Report the positive test? Ruin your playoff chances? Possibly forfeit the game? Or pretend it never happened? I think we all know the likely outcome. NFL teams are always looking for shortcuts to win. Just look at Bill Belichick. This is the most competitive league we have in this country. Now, the mainstream media, they're going to praise the NFL for enforcing this mandate because that's what it is, a mandate. However, backing people into a corner, forcing people to do things that they don't want to do, rarely works. During the Vietnam War, the government forced young men to enter the military draft. They were making people join the military and go to war who didn't want to do it. How the hell did that work out? It worked so well that it hasn't happened since. Vietnam was a disaster. People found ways to avoid the draft by going to college, creating their own medical conditions. If there was a way to get eliminated from the draft, people found a way. Just ask Donald Trump, Bill Clinton, both draft dodgers. Plus, how is this new mandate going to affect NFL television ratings? Ratings are already expected to decline this season with the NFL doubling down on social justice by playing the Black National Anthem before every game, other SJW virtue signaling. Like I said earlier, the COVID vaccine has become a political issue. Will this new NFL policy turn off even more viewers than they've already turned off? Only time will tell. Up until this offseason, the NFL, for the most part, has tried to remain apolitical. That is all changing, and it's changing rapidly. We will see, in about 6 weeks, how much the decisions that the NFL made this summer are going to affect their television ratings. Going to be interesting. All right, what do you guys think of the NFL's new COVID policy? Is this the right decision? Essentially mandating players to get vaccinated? Sound off in the comments below. Make sure to like and subscribe. Click the notification bell to receive all notifications from the channel. Best way to contact me is by email at btlkc84@gmail.com. KC_BTL84 on Twitter. I'll see you guys later.